Well, good morning once again. This is Channing Hinkle with the Oakland Church of Christ radio program. This week, our theme is called, Who Am I? This is the question I want us to ask ourselves. And we're going to look into the scriptures to determine who we should be versus maybe who we are. Some of you may be teachers or nurses, restaurant workers, construction workers, lawyers, or even hold some political office. Or maybe these have been some of your occupations in the past. Some of you have traveled to many wonderful places on this earth. Some of you may be rich in worldly goods, and others may be poor. All of these things help make us who we are. They shape us. Our jobs, our careers, our experiences in life, yet they should not define us. They should not be our identity. You are much more than simply a teacher or a manager or an electrician or even a janitor. Who does the Bible say that we are to be? Well, we are to be followers. I know society puts a lot of emphasis on being leaders, and being leaders is important. We need good leaders. However, you can't have leaders if you don't have followers. We must learn to be humble and submissive and be followers. In our case as Christians, we are to be followers of Jesus Christ, to be followers of God, to be followers of the Word of God. In Mark 10, verse 21, Jesus tells the rich young ruler, "One thing you lack. Go your way, sell whatever you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven." Take note, he says, "and come, take up the cross, and follow me." Jesus tells him to come and follow me. In Matthew 16, verse 24, Jesus to his own disciples says, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." Take up his cross and follow me is what Jesus says. We have to take up our cross. Whatever burdens it is that we have, whatever shame and disgrace that we may have to endure, whatever ridicule we may suffer, whatever trials that we must overcome, and follow Jesus Christ. John 12, verse 26 says, "If any man serves me, let him follow me." I think you're starting to see the pattern here. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1, Paul told those in Corinth to be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. Here Paul is exhorting the brethren to follow him, not because he wants them to follow, quote unquote, Paul, but because he is an example of Jesus Christ and following Jesus. He wanted them to be followers of Jesus Christ. And in Ephesians 5, verse 1, he says, "Be ye therefore imitators," or followers, "of God as dear children." Again, Paul here wanting those in Ephesus at this point to be followers of God. You know, sometimes you might think, "Well, I just can't be a leader. I don't know what I can do for the church. I don't know what I can do for the cause of Christ. I don't really fit into these leadership roles. I can't do those things." Well, remember what we're talking about this morning. We all can be followers. Be ye followers. You don't have got to be the president of the United States to make a difference. You ain't got to be the mayor. Making a difference starts with you, regardless of who you are. And we all must fit into this category. So the question I ask this morning is, are you a follower of Jesus Christ? The scriptures plainly tell us we must be followers of Jesus Christ. That's all we have this morning. I thank you so much for joining. We invite you to come and worship with us anytime you can at the Oakland Church of Christ. We meet at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, just west of Athens. We begin Sunday morning services at 9:30 with class, and then at 10:20 with song and sermon. 5 o'clock on Sunday evening, and 7 o'clock midweek Bible study on Wednesday night. You can listen to this lesson, any of our radio lessons, and any of the lessons that are taught at the Oakland Church of Christ by going to our website at churchofchristatoakland.com. Thank you, and I hope you have a great day.